Well, good morning. It's so good to see all of you on this fifth Sunday in Advent, and we want to welcome all of you, and we're so glad that you're with us. And I also want to thank Carla, as she recorded a bunch of those before she had her surgery, and thanking Linda for filling in for us, and we're giving her a break a couple Sundays here. And so Carla's just going to push buttons for us and help us out. But we are so glad that you're here today, and we want to welcome all of you, as today we're finishing up our series on the Lord's Prayer with this fitting doxology. And I was thinking about when Bill was sharing his little testimony and thanks to God and for everybody that was there with him, I started to think about how blessed we are because of all that God has done for us. So as we begin our service today, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together for our call to worship this morning. God makes ways in the wilderness and rivers flow in the desert.
God does great things and we rejoice.
God continues to do new things.
God does great things, so we will give thanks.
So let us lift up our voices and praise God Almighty. Well, let's join together there. You can turn into your hymn books to 586, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Trust and obey this morning.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory. Or we'll walk by His side in the way.
I love it. I think I heard some harmony out there from some people this morning. So wonderful. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Oh God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer of all life, we come with grateful hearts. Break into these days of uncertainty with the mercy and grace we meet in Jesus. Lighten our hearts in this time of worship and brighten our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated, and we're going to go to our next hymn there, number 230, or you can follow along again on the PowerPoint, Near the Cross. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross,
so excited because they went out to Miami East FFA big egg hunt that they have out at the school every year. I think it was yesterday, I believe. Yesterday morning. So, but we're going to have one on Easter Sunday after church. You guys will get to go out and hunt for eggs. Hang on a minute. And hunt for eggs. So we're all excited about that. So you'll have to come on Easter if you're able to and bring some friends along. And it's going to be a fun time with everything going on that day. So how many of you like to sing? Does anybody like, you like to sing? Good, good. Does anybody else like to sing? Yeah, you like to sing? All right, yes. I like to sing too. You know, I didn't know till I was 16 years old that I could sing or that I was a good singer. I could sing, but I didn't know if I was good or not until somebody told me in a church that I could sing. And when they told me that, the pastor asked me if I wanted to sing in the choir. And guess what I did? I sang in the choir. I sang in the choir. And guess what happened? Two songs later, we sang on like once a month or whatever it was, or once every 2 weeks or whatever it was. The third time, we learned a song. The pastor said, Jason, I want you to sing a solo. And guess what? I was scared. My heart was beating a mile a minute. And when I had to sing that song, the blood that Jesus gave to me way, way back on Calvary. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. That's what I had to sing. And I was scared. My heart was beating a mile a minute. And I think I closed my eyes and sang it the whole time because I didn't want to look out and see all the people. But you know what? It's because God put a song in my heart. And that's because of Jesus and what he did. And you know, it wasn't very long after that that I sensed in my heart that God was calling me to do something special. And for me, it was going to be a pastor. Now, I didn't know that right away. In fact, it was a couple years later when I finally figured that out when I was in college that I was going to be a pastor one day. But that was scary to do that. And you know why I'm talking about that? Because each one of you has a song. And that song is special for you. And that song is the only song that you can sing. Doesn't matter if you're a good singer or not. You might go, oh, and be real bad. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because God gave you that song. And that song is for you to sing in life. Whatever that may be. And so every Sunday, we sing a song that we start off with. And it's called the Gloria Patria. And we sing that, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to... Okay, so we sing that every Sunday because it's our song as a community of faith, and a lot of other churches, praise to God. Well, your song is very special. I don't know what that song is. I don't know what it's going to be, but one day you're going to know what that song is. And you know why you're going to sing it? Because of what God has done for you. And that's only something you can experience. And one day, I'm hoping that maybe you'll come back and tell me what that song is. Okay? All right. You guys can go on downstairs this morning. And I'm not sure who's working with you today. Okay, I saw her over there. Diana is, and I have to make a correction. I had said something about Rhea going, Miss Rhea going to
Arizona. They had already done that. She is in Indiana with her grandkids. So, but as we go to our time of prayer, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. And so we want to give you a chance. I think I got to find a, here we go. Find a pen. Okay, I'm ready. So, joys and concerns, yes.
Well, Bonnie had a PET scan Friday, so she doesn't find out the results until next Friday. So.
Did you say it'll be next Friday before she finds out?
This coming Friday.
Oh, yeah, oh, okay, that's what I meant, yeah. Okay, so, so we want to continue to pray for her and about all of that, and praying for a good report and then wisdom about how they're going to deal with all of that. Somebody else. Yes.
A sister-in-law named Shirley needs prayers.
Okay. So we want to remember Shirley this morning and asking for God's touch upon her. Someone else. Yes. Okay, so we want to remember Kara in our prayers and asking for God's touch upon her as she's going in for a couple biopsies, and we know God knows what's going on there. Yeah.
Please keep Barney in your prayers. His back's not working too good, that he won't stop working. And also, there was a bad wreck on our fleet last night. I don't know who it was, but they care quite a bit.
Okay, thank you. We want to remember Barney this morning. I know what those issues of back are about, and it can be very painful. And then also for this accident on their road, and the person that was involved with that was care flighted. We want to remember that. God knows who that is. And someone else this morning. Yes. Yeah, that's good. And hopefully you had seen the flyer up there downstairs. It was up there for a couple weeks about that. So someone else. Yeah.
Mom is down one hand.
Yes. Just as long as she's not swinging that hand or anything, yeah. We don't want it to get re-injured or anything. But yes, we definitely want to continue praying for Carla as we have been, and for healing. She said she's got to go 2 more weeks with it, the brace on. We were hoping after 4, but looks like it's going to be 6 now, and that's fine. Pray for her as she goes through the physical therapy. She said it's painful, and I'm sure after she gets that off, it's going to be even more so, because they're going to make her do this even further. And but she's going to make it, and because a lot of others have too. So someone else. Yeah. Yes. Yes, and definitely. And we have been praying for them since this whole thing started. And we want to continue to pray for Ukraine and Russia and the people there, the refugees, and just everything that's going on. And it's turned into quite a mess. And it's very sad. I don't know if anybody happened to hear. I didn't listen to it because I don't think they broadcast it, but the Ukrainian president had talked to one of the other NATO nations here this past week, and he talked about in the one city where thousands are dead. And that's bigger numbers than we've seen yet out of all of it, and it's got to be devastating. So, yes. Someone else, anybody else this morning before we go to prayer? Yes.
I have a joy. I have family, my aunt and uncle and cousins were in from Maine this week. My uncle is 90 and my aunt is 87. And it was very good to see them, and they got to visit with my mom and dad and the rest of our family. So it was very nice. They had safe travels here and there.
It was, and it was a great blessing to see them, because we're not sure if we'll get to see them again, you know, at their age, and it was such a blessing. And I know that was really a blessing for Jody's dad, getting to see his sister, and what that meant to him. So anybody else this morning? Anyone else? So we have several needs there. We want to continue praying for the various ones that have been mentioned. And also, if you think about it, I want to continue remembering all of those on our monthly calendar. So many of those that are battling cancer and other serious illnesses. And we definitely want to keep them in our prayers too. So as she plays this morning, I'll give you a chance to pray there quietly in your seats, and then I'll come and close this out. Lord, as we pause today, we are so grateful for your presence that is here with us today. We are grateful that we can gather together as the people of God, and that you are with us, and that you are here moving, working, bringing grace, bringing mercy, bringing your hand of touch, ministering to each one that is here, speaking to our hearts, challenging us in various ways through your word and your presence. And also, Lord, bringing comfort and strength as we face the world. And you know that we need your strength every day. So we ask that you would continue to do that. And especially we lift up those that have been mentioned today that need that special touch of strength today, Lord. We just lift up each one of these, Lord. We lift up Bonnie to you, God, asking for your healing touch. We lift up Shirley today, Lord, with whatever is happening there. God, you know what that is. We lift up Kara to you today and asking for your touch with her, Lord, and we're just believing for a good report turnout with those biopsies. And Lord, we lift up Barney to you, God, asking for your touch in his back, Lord, and minister to him as only you can do. We lift up Carla to you, God, asking for your continued healing touch today. Lord, we lift up this one that was involved in that car wreck, God, and was care flighted to the hospital. Lord, we don't know who it was or what is all going on, but God, we just ask for your grace and your mercy there today. Lord, we lift up this little 11-year-old Carrie that came through on the prayer chain this week, Lord, that had a stroke, God. And Lord, we just ask for your healing touch there. Lord, it's very serious and they're not sure if she's going to make it. But God, we know that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. And Lord, we lift up Steve Day and the Day family, Lord, with him being put into hospice. And God, we just ask for your touch and your ministry there. And Lord, we lift up Georgia Group, Lord, as she's recovering from surgery on her hand or wrist this week, God. We ask that your touch would be there and that you would strengthen her and bring healing to her. And Lord, we continue to lift up the situation going on in Russia and Ukraine, God. We just ask that somehow, some way, Lord, that peace can be made and the resolve of conflict can take place, Lord. Lord, we just lift up those that have just lost loved ones and homes and that they've lost their own place and city and town that they lived in and are fleeing to go to other places and countries nearby. Lord, we just ask for your grace and your strength today. And we just ask that you would make a way in that situation where there seems to be no way. God, we're thankful that you are the one that can do that as we trust you and ask in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray that for your blessing on the rest of the service. Lord, as we break the bread of your word, may you continue to encourage us and strengthen us and teach us and challenge us to be your people, that we can go forth and be a blessing. And Lord, we continue to lift up those that are monthly list, Lord. So many of them that are battling cancer and other serious illnesses. Lord, we just pray for each one of them. You know them by name, God. And we just ask for your healing touch, your healing grace and strength. We pray for faith, Lord, when maybe their faith may be shaken during these times and their strength may be waning. God, that you would minister as only you can do as we uphold them today. And we thank you for all of these things and thank you for hearing us as we pray today, as we ask it all in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in prayer. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. And we want to invite our ushers, if they would make their way forward as we give today. Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Loving God, accept the gifts we bring and anoint them with your Spirit, that they will flow, refreshing others with your mercy and love. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. It will go on if you don't shut it down, I know, because I was listening to a couple of them earlier this morning, so. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from three passages that we are going to look at, and we're going to have to move along quickly here this morning. Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to be reading verses 9 through 13, and then we're going to be reading a passage out of 1 Chronicles 29, a couple verses there, which our little doxology at the end of the Lord's Prayer is believed to be based on. And then we're going to read real quickly then a verse or two out of Psalm 126. So let's begin there. Pray then this way, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours forever. Amen. And then 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 and 11. Then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. O Lord, the God of our ancestors Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as one who is over all things. And then Psalm 126, verses 1 through 3. When the Lord changed Zion's circumstances for the better, it was like we had been dreaming. Our mouths were suddenly filled with laughter, and we sang for joy. It was even said at the time among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Yes, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are overjoyed. That is God's word for us this morning. And I ask that God's word will be blessed to our hearts and our minds today, and that God will give us ears to hear what the Spirit wants to say to us today. So as we begin our last little thing here, I want to start off by sharing a little story with you. This is kind of little touche things that somebody had sent to me. And this one's entitled, Dad's a Safety First Kind of Guy. While vacationing with his buddies, Dad was talked into going parasailing. He was on the back of the boat getting all hooked into the parachute when he nervously asked the pilot, how often do you replace the ropes? And the pilot replied, every time it breaks. So as we kind of conclude our series today on the Lord's Prayer, I want to talk to you about the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, every Sunday we pray the Lord's Prayer. Well, I think we're all aware of that. But we also begin our service with a doxology that we sing, the Gloria Patria, which is Latin for either glory to the Father, depending on how you translate it, or glory be to the Father, which is kind of the first line. Most scholars believe this was written in the second century. So within a generation of two of those first Christians that experienced Jesus' life and teachings and ministry, that this praise to God came forth. And later in the service, we sing the well-known doxology that was written in 1674 that's entitled, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. As we consider the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer this morning, I'm reminded as I was thinking about it this week and also about doxologies and what that all entails of why we pray it. Why do we pray it? Well, I mean, we never asked that question. Yes, we talked about all the aspects of it and what it kind of means and what it might challenge us for our lives today. But why do we pray it? And I hope by using the little doxology at the end of the prayer this morning to talk to you about two things real quickly. First of all glory belongs to God. All glory. So let's talk a little bit about these doxologies. What are they? Well, doxologies are declarations of praise to God. The Greek word doxo means glory or honor. And where we get ologies from comes from logos, which means to speak or give a word forth. So it means this idea of speaking a word of praise or honor or glory to God. Now, doxologies have been around for centuries, and they were the way that Christians and Jews expressed their love and thanks to God for what God has done in their lives. And here's the thing I want to emphasize about that when we think about this in connection with the Lord's Prayer and talking about praying it as we have these weeks, and that's this. The Lord's Prayer reminds us of the importance of concluding our prayers with thanks and praise. The Apostle Paul makes mention of this. He talks about how we are to lift up our petitions and prayers and to do it with thanksgiving. Why is that? Because we're praying about something, whatever it may be. We've been praying about all that Jesus was teaching us to pray through the Lord's Prayer. And in the midst, as we end that, we give thanks to God. We give praise to God because God is going to do something. At least I'm assuming that's why we pray, and we're trusting that God is going to do something for us. And that's why we offer. So it's like we're offering thanks to God and praise to God even before we see the answers to our prayer. Look at how this was said. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. These words remind me of why God alone is worthy of our praise. Through everything that God does, all that God does in our lives, it's just a wonderful way that we can end our praying by giving thanks for all that God has done, is doing, and even will do one day. Some of you, you may have been praying a long time about something and still haven't seen. I've shared this, and I don't want to use this as being to be discouraging, but Abraham prayed about some things. And do you know when Abraham saw some fulfillment of some of those promises? After he was gone. But guess where the promises came to? His kids and his grandkids and his great-grandkids. And guess what? We are recipients of God's answers to prayers all the way back, you and I. We experience the blessings of that today. And I have found that giving thanks is an important part of my daily and weekly life and time with God. Because here's why. A couple of them. One, it reminds me and helps me to be grateful for everything I have. And second, it reminds me of the awesome God we serve. You know, sometimes when you're concerned, anxious, worrying about a situation or a person, and you're praying hard, sometimes we don't always thank God that God's gonna take care of it in that moment because of our concern. But when we add thanks and praise to that, I think it helps us to realize, God, you got this under control. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory. Yours is the, however you want to word that. And what am I saying through all of this? Not only am I saying all glory belongs to God, but I'm saying that God is great. God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for our food. You know that little prayer you may have learned when you were little, or maybe you teach your grandkids or whatever. God is great. And the great thing about all of this, and this really struck me hard this week as I was working on this, throughout Scripture, doxology are how people express God's significance in their lives. David voiced his praise. We read it this morning, didn't we? David voiced his praise when Solomon was dedicating the temple, and that's the whole context of that story we read. And David said, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty. Everything in earth is yours." You know, when I was talking to the kids a little bit down there, I was telling them about what happened to when I was a teenager. But what I didn't tell them is when I was 16, I had an encounter with God. And that encounter with God changed my life. I'd grown up in the church. I went to Sunday school. I went to church. I was a part of it. But that encounter with God at 16 changed my life. And it was short. That was the beginning of the call of God on my life. And then I shared the story about the song and singing in the choir. And that began a whole life of trying to follow in God's ways and follow the best I can. I've not always been faithful in all things, but God has put a song in my heart, and that song has made a difference in people's lives. And here's what I want you to see this morning. It's okay to voice how we feel about the things God has done for us. Sometimes we might be embarrassed. We might feel scared to share how we feel. We might, whatever feelings, anxieties, whatever. But you know what? God has given us a voice, all of us a voice, to sing forth a song, a doxology. That's why I included the Psalm 126, because it's not just one person saying it. It seems to be, if you read it in context, the psalm is about the singers in Israel, maybe a choir, that were confessing as to being overjoyed and filled with laughter and songs of joy after God had done something great and turned things around for Zion, which is Jerusalem. And the doxology of the Lord's Prayer reminds me that each of us has a doxology to share. For Jesus, it was, "God, you are the one who reigns in power and glory forever." In other words, "God, your kingdom is everlasting, your power is sufficient, and your glory covers the earth." What about your doxology? What about what God has done for you that you might sing or speak? You know, after considering the Lord's Prayer this Lenten season, we join with Christ followers all over the place, everywhere, in praising the one who is our eternal Father, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. And we conclude our series by saying, like they did, "Amen. So be it. May it be so. Amen in your life. Amen in mine. Amen in the church. Amen on our Lenten journey." Well, let all God's people say, "Amen. Amen." Amen. Well, Since we're a little over and we'll have some fellowship time later on, I think what we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and stand together this morning, and we are going to go ahead and close out by singing our final little chorus this morning, and I'll give Carla a chance to get the number plugged in there. We are standing on holy ground this morning, and we definitely are. We're going to sing it through twice this morning as we close out. We are standing on holy ground, and I know presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Presence on holy ground. Well, let's join together for our benediction. God has done great things for us. Go forth and do great things in the name of Christ, who has anointed us to serve God and others. Amen.